Hello, welcome once again to the Candid Cast. We are continuing with our series on the place of planning for every success. Before we go into the second episode, if you are a returning subscriber, you are welcome. But if you are new to the Candid Cast, please take time to click the notification button, click the like button, and share to reach more audience. Thank you for doing this. We appreciate it. It means so much to us. So today we will talk about understanding success. If we are going to plan for success, we need to understand what success is and what it means to us. So we continue this discussion on the need to plan to succeed, because success is not an accident and it can never be. We need to understand success by looking at the various dimensions of success. What it means to A is different from what it means to B. So success can be perceived through various dimensions, each highlighting different aspects of achievement and fulfillment. Here are some notable dimensions of success. We look at personal success. This relates to setting and meeting personal goals of self-improvement and personal growth. It could mean achieving dreams. Everyone has a dream. You ask children, what do you want to be? Somebody want to be a pilot, somebody want to be a doctor, somebody want to be a lawyer. When you achieve that thing you set out to achieve, it can be called success. Developing skills. You want to learn swimming. When you achieve it, now you didn't know how to swim before, today you can swim. It's success. Finding inner peace and happiness. In the sense of setting a goal to have a college degree and achieving it, this can qualify as personal success. Setting a goal of saving 25% of your income, or any percentage, it doesn't have to be exactly 25%, for 1 year or a given period of time, and you find yourself achieving it, that's personal success. You can plan to acquire a skill. When you achieve it over a period of time, that qualifies as personal success. For you, these are not dependent on any other person. It is your personal success. You have set personal goals and you have achieved it. Somebody may not clap for you. It does not make you less successful. Because a professional swimmer, when you say, oh, I registered for swimming lesson and in 1 month I now know how to swim, and you are excited, somebody may say, how many minutes can you stay underwater? And they make jest of you and say you have not succeeded. It does not mean that you have not succeeded. That's why you must not leave or assign anybody to measure your success. It can be very dangerous. Celebrate your achievement. It is yours. You achieved it. Celebrate yourself. So we look also at professional success. According to Hiram Smith in his book, 10 Natural Laws for Time, Life and Time Management, one of the natural needs of man is the need for recognition. He cited example of babies that cry if ignored while adults are conversing among themselves. If you carry a baby on your hand and you are discussing with another adult, and for 3-4 minutes nobody said anything to the baby, you find the baby cry out for lack of recognition. That baby just needs recognition. So this need is carried into our professional and career space. When you work, you want your boss to recognize that you are working. So career achievements such as promotion should follow. Job satisfaction. Recognition in one's field. When they give you an award, you have BSc in accounts, and you are now recognized and called a chartered accountant after some effort. It's an achievement. It's professional success. This dimension often includes financial stability, because as you move up the ladder, your finances are supposed to advance along with it. And you also get career advancement. When people go write exam, they get a new certificate, they submit to the office, and they expect their career to be advanced because they have added something, fresh knowledge, and is professionally satisfying. That is professional success. You look at success in the social space. This is very important for so many reasons. Many who thought that having lots of money was success often find that social circle, which they ignored, especially family matter. This is very important in life. Social success is a focus on relationships and social interactions, including the quality of friendships, family connections, and community involvement. It embodies the ability to connect with others and create a supportive network. If you live in an environment like to enjoy organizing members of your community together, like what we did in my community where I live, we came together and said, okay, the roads are bad, what do we do? Let's contribute money, let's tar the roads. We don't have good power supply, let's contribute money, buy poles. And somebody may say that's responsibility of government, but if government is not coming, we are not going to inconvenience ourselves forever. We came together, we did it, and we are happy. Our environment becomes better. We can organize our security. So if government is not securing us and we can secure ourselves, that is social success. We come together, we do things, it makes our community better than what it used to be. Financial success is what most people can relate with. This encompasses financial stability and wealth accumulation. It may involve saving, investment, achieving economic or financial independence. This also means different things to different people. How much money is enough money is defined differently by different people. A lot of people relate all that they are to size of bank account. They may be right, they may be wrong, but there are so many things that are much more important than money. You will find out later. There was somebody who was the richest man in the world and at a time, and they asked him, do you have any regrets? He said anytime he sees husband and wife holding their children walking on the beach, he realized how useless money can be. He has achieved money, but he has no family. So we need to balance success. You need family, no matter your race or your color. We were created to exist in communities. So financial success will fail you if you lose in other dimensions of success. Emotional success. This relates to mental well-being, your resilience, and emotional intelligence. This dimension reflects happiness, contentment, and the ability to cope with struggles. Pursuit of success needs to be holistic. Attaining one and being deficient in another can often be detrimental. So don't pursue anything at the expense of your emotion. I'm not talking. The most important of all, in my own assessment, health success. You know, when I was doing my youth service, I used to work from 8 a.m. to 11 p.m. daily without extra allowance. And there was a time I took ill and I couldn't go to work. My boss looked at me. He couldn't imagine me unable to come to work because I don't need money before I work. I just enjoy working. He said, good health is a crown on the head of the healthy. Only the sick can see it. I'll never forget that parable. That when you are healthy, you are wearing a crown. When you are sick, all the monies in the world will be useless. You will desire that they take the money away if it can buy health. That's why I said that a lot of people use all their energy to pursue wealth at the expense of their health. And they go in turn use all the wealth to pursue health. It is better that health is not lost in the first place, because it's difficult to use money to buy it back, no matter how much you spend. So let's guard our health and be the success in the area of health is very important. It involves maintaining physical and mental health through proper diet. Be disciplined in your dieting. Be disciplined in your exercise and be disciplined in your self-care. This emphasizes the importance of wellness in achieving a balanced life. This is a very essential part of success, without which no other success can be enjoyed. We need not ignore our health in the pursuit of any form of success. Then we look at intellectual success. That's the seventh one I'm taking on now as the compartments of success. This is a focus on knowledge acquisition, continuous learning, and intellectual engagement. This dimension values curiosity and the pursuit of education. There are people who find fulfillment in expressing themselves, like somebody I enjoy very well, Mr. Kevin Emmanuel, that I admire when he comes for his in-depth knowledge of the petroleum industry in Nigeria. I don't know how rich he is, but he is for me an intellectual success. He speaks, when he speaks, he exudes knowledge. You don't find ignorance in him, and I admire him for that. So, number eight, spiritual success. This involves finding purpose and meaning, whether through religion, philosophy, or personal beliefs. This dimension relates to inner fulfillment and ethical living. A man must know his essence. What are we in this world for? And what really gives me meaning in life, independent of what people think? I should be able to define what I want out of life. We should not assign this to any other person to define for us. Then creative success. You find people who express themselves in artistic creation, innovation, things that has not been done before. They just do it. Whether it brings money or it does not bring money, they are just happy looking at I did this. And it gives them inner peace, it gives them joy. That is success. And finally, on this, we talk about legacy success. This pertains to the impact one leaves in the world, whether through contributions to society, mentorship, or creating a lasting influence. All these are compartments of success. Each person's definition of success may combine several of these dimensions, reflecting individual values and priorities. Now that we have talked about the dimensions of success, let's progress to look at why it is important that you do not allow anybody to define success for you. Success has to be personal. It is important to take charge of that space for many reasons. I'll look at some of the reasons here. Number one, clarity of goals. If I define my success, I am clear about what I want. I'm clear about where I am going. So that is where I can do my plan, pay the price, know exactly what is at the end of the other. They always say there is light at the end of the tunnel. I must know what that light will beam on for me to endure the darkness in the tunnel. So establishing a clear definition of what success means to you helps to pinpoint goals and aspirations. This clarity can guide decision making and actions. For most people, particularly in the third world, we allow people to define what success means to us. We do not drive the car that moves us from point A to point B easily, that is easy to maintain. We drive cars to show our neighbors that we are successful. The same goes for our houses and several other things that we consume. I recall somebody who mentioned how success is measured by other people. For him, to me, that It was ridiculous. You don't leave anybody to measure your success. So let's talk about motivation. When you define success for yourself, you don't search for motivation outside. So knowing what you consider as success can ignite passion and drive within you. Passion in itself is not cheap to get, and it's not cheap to execute. You know, people say, oh, my passion. So when you have a passion and you cannot suffer because of your passion, you don't have passion. So passion involves suffering and doing it with joy because of what you see ahead at the end of it all. It can motivate you to pursue your dreams and to work harder towards achieving your desired outcome. You have defined your outcome. What is pushing you is not the pain of the moment, but that thing that you are seeing at the end, that this is where I am going. And number three, personal fulfillment. If you define success for yourself based on personal values and your interests, this leads to greater satisfaction and happiness. So that inner happiness that you create for yourself, that you derive from the inside, will help you. It gives you inner peace, and this is attained when you achieve what you have set out to achieve. Number four, there is reduced comparison. When you define success for yourself, you are not comparing yourself with another person. That's why we have taken time to look at various compartments of success. That what is success for A is not what is success for B. So comparison is very destructive. So when you have your own uniqueness, and you must have your own unique definition of success. You cannot become another person, and nobody can become you. You are unique in the world. There is no second person that is like you. So this will help you combat feelings of inadequacy. You are complete in yourself. You are adequate. And it promotes self-acceptance. You can't make success if you have not accepted yourself. So you build your self-esteem easily, and you have it enhanced when you accept yourself. You are able to laugh at your shortcomings and move on to overcome the challenges that have held you back. That takes us to the next number. Number five, enhance resilience. Personal definition of success will encourage you to embrace challenges and setbacks as part of your journey. This fosters resilience and a growth mindset. Obstacles are seen as temporary setbacks. Failure is neither fatal nor final. I've always mentioned that no successful person got there without failing. So when you fail, you are not a failure until you refuse to stand up. As he said, that the righteous may fall 7 times and will yet rise again. You have not failed until you stop rising. Those who succeed have failed many times. And number six, improve focus. A well-defined personal success enables you to concentrate your effort on what truly matters to you. So it is not what matters to A that matters to B. What is it that truly matters to me? So this will lead to more efficient use of your time and resources. You are not trying to catch up with the Joneses who are filing for bankruptcy. You define what you want out of life. Assigning or farming out this responsibility can be highly detrimental to your overall well-being. And number seven, work-life balance. By identifying what success means to you personally, you can better prioritize between professional and personal life. Striving for a balance that suits your well-being. I've heard someone say, I abandoned all to pursue career ladder and actually got to the top of my career and regretfully realized I was on the wrong ladder or the why. That person needed family, but has ignored family to pursue career success. And number 8, self-discovery. Reflecting on personal success encourages introspection and self-awareness, helping you to understand your strength, your weaknesses, your passions, and desires. There are so many things you can easily do, but have counted them as difficult or impossible because you view life from borrowed lens. The day you concentrate on looking inward, you realize you are much more powerful than you have ever imagined. So, defining success for yourself will, number 9, encourage authenticity. When you define your version of success, you nurture authenticity. It encourages you to pursue paths that resonate with who you are rather than conforming to external expectations. It is not what others want of you, but what you want. And finally, this will help you to set boundaries. A personal definition of success allows you to establish boundaries that protect your time and energy, ensuring you focus on activities that align with your goals. I was discussing with somebody from Nigeria and said, why do you want to spend so much money building this big mansion in your village? He said, you cannot understand that the success in my community is measured by the size of house you have in your village. It does not matter if you live in one room or under a bridge in the city. I said, why will you leave somebody to define success for you? That to me, I would prefer to create a boundary for such people. I will not allow you. I can't give anybody that authority. So by way of summary, personal definition of success is vital for creating a meaningful and fulfilling life. It empowers individuals to take control of their paths, align their actions with their values, and fosters a positive mindset. Do not run life's race on another man's track. You may dissipate all your strength and still be a loser. This is where we'll draw the curtain today on the Candid Cast. Thank you for staying committed to this channel. God bless you.